You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined in the studio by my friends and colleagues, Carol Morgan and Todd Youngblood. Guys, how was your Christmas?
Awesome. I'm good at holidays. I just got to say it.
It was fantastic. It's one of my favorite times of the year.
Outstanding. Well, I had a great one, too. We have a great guest. In fact, she's a return guest to the show. Say hello to Meryl Misbach. She is the residential sales manager with Rialto Capital. Welcome back, Meryl.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be with you again.
Well, it is great to come back. I'm glad Todd didn't scare you off. Meryl, before we get into it, take a second. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Thank you. Well, first of all, Happy New Year, everybody. It's coming up. We're right here at the end of the year.
Thanks.
When I was with you here before, I was functioning as a director of sales with Coel Banker. And today, I'm with you as the residential sales manager for Rialto Capital. So I have a brand new position, and I'm really excited about it. It brings a new perspective to the real estate market. I'm actually going to be charged with taking care of selling all of the vertical property that Rialto Capital has in the state of Georgia, residential property. They do commercial, but I'm not involved in that side of it. We'll be developing new communities on some of the lots, and I'll be working with them on some of their land sales as well. So it's got a lot of fun and a lot of activity.
That's really exciting. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit more about Rialto Capital and what types of residential properties you represent.
Rialto Capital is a fully owned subsidiary of Lennar Corporation, which is the nation's third largest home builder. So we really do have real estate in our blood. We're really diversified. We work with management, development, finance, and we can restructure, reposition properties, and they actually function all over the country. Here in Atlanta, we have a group of about 70 people, so we're a fairly large office.
Before the show, Meryl, you were talking a little bit about your work with foreclosures, and it sounded to me like a really unique, kind of exciting approach that you're taking to that.
Well, the market in foreclosures has changed a little bit. We had a tremendous amount of inventory a few years ago. And Rialto Capital actually started about 2009 here in Atlanta with a large portfolio of FDIC properties, and I had the opportunity to work with them on the other side of the bench while they were doing that. We've sold through a lot of that property now, and the foreclosure properties that are coming through are not coming through at the same velocity. So now we have the opportunity to start repositioning some of the properties that we took up back, where perhaps they had homes under construction that were not complete. We have lots that are there and developed, but nothing was happening. So we have stall communities throughout. What we're trying to do now is do some restarts. So let me tell you about a few things they're doing that I think are just incredible. In Oakwood, that's a little subdivision right outside of Gainesville, they invested, I think it was $1.1 million in refurbishing a Best Western hotel. That's a lot of money to bring into that little community. Mm-hmm. And what that means is it creates jobs. We start giving back to the community in terms of investment in taxes that we pay and things like that. And it's really important to us that people begin to understand that with Rialto, we are going to be reinvesting in our community at large.
Right. Well, it puts money back in the community more than one way. I mean, by having the Best Western open again, you're providing ongoing jobs. By remodeling it, you provided jobs. And now you're providing income to the community for the people who come through town and stay there.
It's a great opportunity. And it's sort of a revitalization of the real estate industry, as I look at it, at any rate. I asked them to put some numbers together for me. So just to give you an idea, right now we're currently managing 55 to 60 communities. Since 2009, we have probably let contracts of a value of about $23.5 million. We did some calculations, and we figured that that probably created about 5,000 jobs.
Wow.
I think that's pretty phenomenal.
Yeah.
And as we go in and we start working on these communities, we're paying back taxes. We're paying back homeowners associations. By bringing all of that current, we can get that community up and going again. I want to tell you about something interesting we're doing down in Noonan. There's a community in Noonan. It's called Stonebridge at Noonan Crossing. It was a development by Patrick Malloy. He's one of Atlanta's most active home builders. I'm so excited to work with Patrick. It'll be my first time to work with him. This was about a 200-acre community down there. Most of it is built out, but it did stall, you know, when the economy went into the tank. So what we're doing now is we're going down there with Patrick, and we're going to be building single-family homes carriage homes, cottage homes. And by doing that and getting started going again, we're going to be helping Coweta County as well as that little community. You know, so we're really excited about that. We'll have homes starting probably in the 160s. And, you know, we're going to vary our product depending on the size and the finish that we put in them. So that's a really, really great opportunity to help a builder get restarted again, to help a community get finished out, and to contribute to Coweta County.
All right. We'll be back with Merrill Misbach after this commercial break.
Hey, Adam, how's the house hunting going?
You know, actually, my wife and I have decided to purchase a newly built home, but we have reservations about choosing the right home builder. We want someone that, you know, builds to high standards and is going to be there if something goes wrong.
I purchased my home from a 210 Home Buyers Warranty Builder member. It's a program that only accepts the best of the builders, and their homes come with 10 years of structural warranty protection. Made my decision easy.
For 10 years? Wow. Well, I'll definitely be looking for a 210 Home Buyers Warranty Builder member.
Visit 2-10.com to learn more. That's 2-10.com. Long live happy homes.
All right, we're back with Merrill Misbach, residential sales manager with Rialto Capital.
Merrill, just before the break, you were talking about how Rialto's going in and paying back taxes and back homeowners association dues and those kind of things. What I'm trying to think of what that implies in terms of what kind of deal can I get if I'm in the market to buy into one of these developments? Does that mean things are heading back down, heading back up? What do you think?
That's actually a great question. And so we can sort of talk about what's happened in the marketplace since I talked to you last. In terms of going back and paying back taxes and things like that, when you are in business such as Rialto Capital is, you understand when you go out and you buy that portfolio of assets that that's something you're going to have to do. So we really try to factor that in when we go out and purchase those distressed properties, that we try to factor it all in. Every now and then you get good surprises, and every now and then you find out that it's not such a good surprise. But let's talk about what's happened in the marketplace fairly recently. I had an opportunity just before I left Coldwell Banker to do a study of what is available in the marketplace. So I was primarily looking at foreclosed properties. You know, on the acquisition side, there are a tremendous number of investors out there buying homes. We consider in Atlanta a 7 to 9 month supply of homes to be an average supply of homes. Would you like to guess what the average supply of homes is today?
Carol says 9.
Four to five.
Four to five?
Yeah, it's a 4 to 5 month supply of homes.
I'm sorry, so, you can't add that way? Either or.
I thought I was doing pretty good there.
Well, remember I told you that foreclosures were coming out at a slower velocity.
Right,
we're
right.
not getting as many. The quality is not as good as they were 2 years ago. And they're being snatched up by people who are buying them but to either hold them for themselves as small investors. You know, maybe you want to have a portfolio of 10 or 20 homes that you use to develop cash flow for when you retire. But there are investors out there who won't have hundreds or thousands of these homes. There are a lot of people who have cash flow and impaired credit. So the rental market is going to be really strong, you know, in the next 4 to 5 years.
Well, the job market has picked up in Atlanta, so there's certainly a need for housing. So
yes.
It makes sense.
Well, and what happens is that inventory gets low. Let me tell you what the great news is for our home builders out there. Buyers are willing to pay that differential for new construction today. So if you actually look, the number of permits, even though it's severely down from where we were in what we consider to be a normal market, it's way up from last year. It is really, I think we're turned the corner. I don't think the economy is in such an area that we can breathe that sigh of relief yet, but it's just so much better than it was, you know, even 10 months ago.
So recently you also won some awards. So I guess I have to congratulate you and congratulate us since we worked with you. But so Rialto Capital and Marketing Relevance won a gold for best website, the GeorgiaHomeForeclosures.com site, and then also a gold for the best web advertising for the ad that ran on the AJC banner ad, and then a silver for best social media. So I know that's all, you know, kind of news to you since you just came on board, but certainly exciting for all of us who are involved. So we're looking forward to more awards in 2013.
Well, the fabulous news for me is that I get to benefit from your hard work. So thank you very much for that. And we expect to continue it.
Absolutely.
Meryl, early in the interview, you talked about yourself personally working with vertical residential.
Uh-huh.
Two-part question. One, I want to make sure I understand exactly what that means. And what kind of folks are looking at that? What kind of trends are you seeing and who's moving into those kind of properties?
For the most part, when we talk about vertical, I'm talking about something that at least has a slab on the ground. Okay, so a lot of homes that were foreclosed upon actually had slabs that were poured. Okay, but they never came out of the ground with it. So when we talk about vertical, it's just not that raw land. You know, it's not just a vacant developed lot. It actually has a start of something. But anything that where we started construction and we're going up, I'm going to sell it.
It might only be 2 inches up vertically, but that's
enough.
Vertical. Okay, I got it.
All right. Meryl, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and where can they learn more about Rialto Capital?
You can get in touch with me by going to www.gahomeforeclosures.com. I'm going to give you my cell phone, my office number, and you're welcome to call me if you have any interest in any of the Rialto Capital homes or communities. That number is 404-443-3626. And it'd be my pleasure to help you.
Meryl Misbach, Residential Sales Manager with Rialto Capital. It was great to have you back on the show. Thanks for joining us.
Happy New Year again.
Happy New Year to you. All right. We'll be back with our next guest after today's deal of the day.
Hey, Forrest, what time is it?
Well, Delaney, it's time for today's deal of the day.
All right, Carol, what have you got for us?
Todd, I have a deal from Triton Homes. They are offering $5,000 in a closing cost bonus at their newest Cobb County community, Scott Farm.
Nice round number.
$5,000.
Yep. And it is located in the Harrison High School District, which is highly sought after. And this is an ongoing incentive.
Ongoing incentive. We don't have many of those.
Yeah, usually you get 30 days or so, and that's it.
I know. And this is a nice, sweet, little, quaint community of 27 homes. Triton's building 12 of the homes in the community. And they're priced in the mid-threes.
Mid-threes. Did you say Cobb County?
I said West Cobb.
West Cobb, yeah. I mean, I know that area well. My kids went to Harrison High School.
Yeah, it's just off of Due West Road, if you know the area.
Yep, I do.
Yeah, it's just fabulous. Seven of the homes that I guess are underway currently have 4 or 5 bedrooms, and they're 2-story floor plans, 3.5 to 4.5 baths. Master on Main, as well as Master Up, are available. They have 2-car side entry. I love those side entry garages.
That just makes the house look so much classier.
Yeah. And then for those of us who like to cook, gourmet kitchens with stainless steel appliances and granite countertops.
Is that good for those of us that like to eat?
Because it has a refrigerator in it and a microwave.
All right, that's cool.
And refrigerator,
then,
too.
Well, the microwave. I guess you're going to put a refrigerator in it. It doesn't come with one, sorry. And then design options are available as well.
Walk me through the ongoing incentive. I mean, is this thing applied to that entire?
It applies to, all the homes at Scott Farm.
Until they
go away.
Wow.
$5,000 in closing cost. So, Delaney, tell us about the schools that the kids will go to at Scott Farm.
Children will attend Vaughn Elementary, Lost Mountain Middle, and Harrison High Schools. Once again, all great Cobb County schools.
Where can people get more information on this, Carol?
Well, as usual, I am so glad you asked. They can call April Morris or Stacy Williams in the office at 770-792-0261, or they can visit TraytonHomes.com.
All right. Well, that wraps today's deal of the day. All right, and we're back with our next guest. Say hello to Mike Stevens, Territory Manager at Georgia and Northern Florida for Water Furnace International. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Thank you.
It's good to have you. Thanks for joining us, Mike. Before we get into it, do take a sec and tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Well, I am a Territory Manager for Water Furnace International. I cover the entire state of Georgia as well as portions of Florida. I have 11 years experience in the geothermal industry. I have covered everything from the cold northern climates up there in Wisconsin all the way down here to southern climates down here in the southeastern part of the country.
Tell us a little bit more about Water Furnace.
Water Furnace has been around for 30 years. We're an internationally known company. We carry all of industrial commercial products as well as a full line of residential products.
Can you give us a short course on geothermal systems? I mean, you could probably go on for days and days, but quick overview.
Well, geothermal is a heating cooling system, as well as some supplemental hot water that replaces your complete or your traditional system for your home. We get rid of the outdoor unit completely, and the unit is located either in, you know, indoors in a crawl space or up in an attic, and we tie it together with a loop field. And we use that loop field to transfer the heat to and from the ground, and we bring it back into the house where it goes into our geothermal unit where we can provide heating and cooling.
Loop field?
Well, an outdoor heat exchanger. It's a series of pipes that are put in there, and it's sized off the heating and cooling loads for the home that a contractor will size out. And it's your energy source. It's your oil field out there, and that's where we use to provide all the energy to take into the house.
Okay.
So how much space does one of those fields take up? Like, if, you know, I have an existing home, if I were to decide to install this, how much of my yard are you going to dig up?
That's a very good question. And around here in the metro area in Atlanta, you know, we have a lot of installations that require a vertical loop field. Verticals are vertical boreholes that go straight down, and we average anywhere from 200 to 250 feet deep.
Wow.
And you can put those in some pretty small areas.
How long is it? So I guess there's just water running through this loop?
Yes, it is. We do fill it with water. When it gets into the colder climates, we do mix it with a little bit of antifreeze, probably an environmentally based product. But around here in the warmer climates, we fill it with water. We purge all the air out of the system, and then there's a small little 16th horsepower pump that circulates that water whenever the unit calls for heating and cooling.
Okay. And is there a supplemental source of heat? Because I think the water deep in the ground is warmer. I get that part, but you still have to heat it up further, I guess. I'm trying to figure out just how the whole system works and how it's different from a more traditional energy system.
Well, I apologize for not bringing that up in detail. When we have a geothermal system, what I'm trying to do is, you know, let's just say we're in a heating mode.
Okay.
When we send the water out there to the loop field and we bring it back in, we want to pick up anywhere from 5 to 8 degrees out of the ground. So when that 5 to 8 degrees comes back into the geothermal unit, it goes into what we call a coaxial heat exchanger. That a coaxial heat exchanger is like a tube-in-tube shell with the water going on the inside, refrigeration circulating through the outside. In the heating season, that refrigeration is colder than the water itself, so that heat transfers over to the refrigerant. When it does that, it turns it into a gas. That gas then goes into the compressor. When that compressor compresses that gas, it superheats it up to about 130, 150 degrees. That in turn goes through the air coil, and the air blows through that. That's how we get the 100-degree air into the home.
Got it. All right, it's starting to make sense to me now.
It's all very interesting. So I know that one of the things your brochure says is it would replace your fossil fuel system. So what would your energy cost be associated with operating one of these? I mean, obviously it needs electricity or something to operate.
We are strictly electricity on this system. With the electricity, we'll save you up to anywhere between 50 to 70% off your normal heating and cooling and hot water generation costs for your home with a geothermal system. Now, we do have systems that are dual fuel. So like if you because of the low cost of natural gas as it is right now, if you want to keep your existing furnace and it's got a variable speed fan motor in there, we can go ahead and tie a geothermal system on with that so we can get a dual fuel application as well.
That's interesting.
How the heck would I go about figuring out what I should do? Like, for example, I'll take myself an example. I've got a 17-year-old house with gas furnace in it.
Mm-hmm.
How would I go about figuring out, should I just keep what I have? Should I supplement it with a geothermal system? Should I have both? Should I replace it?
The first step is we have a savings calculator that is available online. That is waterfurnace.com. And you go there and you fill out the savings calculator. Just put in the pertinent information for your home. It's a nice little setup where it does bring in the information for you on your home.
So a dummy like me could figure this out.
Yeah, it will give you projected savings. And then we have a dealer locator where you can locate a dealer off our internet site. And then you can go ahead and contact that dealer. It's not a traditional system to where you can just oversize it. With the higher efficiencies, we really do need to have a good heat load calculation on your home, determine how many BTUs it takes to heat and cool the home, and then we can size out the geothermal system as well as the loop field at that time.
All right, we'll be back with Mike Stevens after this commercial break. Great news stories don't just happen. They are the result of cultivating relationships with the media. Public relations is a great way to add excitement to your marketing program, while also creating third-party credibility. With decades of experience of working with the media online and offline, the Marketing Relevance team is uniquely positioned to deliver your company's stories. Call us today at 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com. All right, and we're back with Mike Stevens, Territory Manager with Water Furnace International.
So, Mike, all this is fascinating information. Tell us about the range of products you offer.
Well, Water Furnace offers a full range of water-to-water and water-to-air products. The water-to-water is an application where we would do some supplemental hot water. We can, for radiant inflow applications, where you want to do some inflow, and or if you have an existing home that has a baseboard type deal, we can actually go into that with a water-to-water system. Our water-to-air units, we have our single-speed equipment, our two-stage equipment, as well as our 7-series unit that just came out. That is an Infinity technology. It's a variable speed compressor tied together with our ECM blower motor. That unit is the most efficient heating cooling system you can put in your house today. Matter of fact, it was just awarded by the Environmental Protection Agency as the most efficient for 2012.
I'm impressed by that. I'm going to keep trying to poke holes in this thing just for fun. I'm not trying to be a jerk. But talk about reliability. I mean, I'm thinking about this loop that you talked about earlier that's 200 feet underground.
Yes, sir.
I mean, what if something goes wrong with that? Could the repair cost be good? How reliable is it? Talk a little bit about the maintenance of one of these systems.
Well, through our training programs that we have for our contractors, we suggest and we train them to go ahead and when they install a loop field, that it is pressurized up to 100 PSI. It is held at 100 PSI, and that is to prove out. If you're ever going to have a problem with a loop field, it's going to happen within the first 2 years. And that is usually due to not pressurizing the system to its full capacity. Once it is, the pipe is a polyethylene pipe. It's a high-density plastic pipe or polyethylene, and it's got a long, it's the same gas, same pipe that's used by the natural gas line industry. And it's got lifespans. I mean, warranties on this pipe come anywhere from 50 to 55 years.
Ah, okay. Talk a little bit about trends. I mean, are folks really jumping on the bandwagon of this thing? I mean, it's a fascinating set of technology, which kind of has grabbed my attention. I mean, are folks afraid of it? Is there a trend that says, hey, I'm going to save 50 to 70% of my bill, so give me one now? What are you seeing in the market and the acceptance of it?
It's really all across the board right now. We do have a lot of new homes. And new home inquiries about it. This year, the new home, since it has picked up, a lot of geothermal equipment and a lot of geothermal installations are going in right now with those new homes. Retrofit market is still slow paced, especially when there's alternative options out there with the lower end natural gas models.
So we didn't discuss this in advance, but I'm curious, how does it compare to solar as far as return on investment?
Well, that's a very good question. I really don't. I mean, solar is really good for the hot water generation side of it. You're really limited in what you can do with the heating and cooling with it. Where our geothermal systems can do 100% of your heating, 100% of your cooling, and we can do probably on average anywhere from 45 to 65% of the hot water generation for your home. Solar is a good option for the hot water generation, but not to cover that full.
One of the things that I really, really hate to do is pay taxes. And I understand, I'm not sure, but I understand there's some tax breaks or benefits associated with these systems.
Yes, back in 2008, they came out with a tax credit. The federal government came out with a tax credit for the geothermal systems. At that time, it had a limit to it. In 2009, they made it an unlimited tax credit. So it's 30% of the total installation, as it's worded right now, and it's unlimited. So, and you can carry it on from year to year until your tax credit is used up until 2016.
Wow, that can add up to a nice piece of change.
Yeah.
Plus the savings on the energy ongoing, just month to month.
Yes, and also in the state of Georgia has a tax credit as well for a geothermal.
There's more.
Yeah. So, I mean, and it's 35% of the cost up to $2,000. So that limits out. Unfortunately, that is a first-come, first-served basis.
Well, so is there a price point of home that this makes more sense for? Does this make sense for every home? Or, again, cost benefit there. What are you all finding?
Because we came out with the lower installation, the lower BTU output units, there's really no installation that's not going to benefit from this. If you had a 1,000 square foot house or something to that effect, you didn't really see the cost savings. But now we have a smaller unit, so we get longer run times, so we get more energy efficiency system out of it. And so that's where now we can go all the way from that 1,000 square foot house all the way up to that 20,000 square foot home.
Well, Mike, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about Water Furnace International?
Well, yeah, they can. Waterfurnace.com is loaded for the information you can find for your geothermal systems, as well as you can reach us by landline too, as well as 1-800-436-7283. and feel free to ask any questions there. But you'll gain all the information you need at that waterfurnace.com.
Waterfurnace.com. All right, Mike Stevens, Territory Manager for Georgia and Northern Florida with Water Furnace International. It was great to have you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, well, that wraps today's show. You can find us on iTunes or AtlantaRealEstateForum.com. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, leave us a customer rating and review on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guests, Merrill Misbach and Mike Stevens, show producer Delaney Young, co-hosts Carol Morgan and Todd Youngblood, I am Todd Schnick. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.